Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And for those of you watching on the YouTube video stream, assuming that it's still working, this lovely creature sitting next to me is Lady Claire, with her unique perspective on the world. So what's the first thing you want to talk about?
I think it's very interesting. The president of Mexico now wants to decriminalize all drugs and negotiate with the U.S. to do the same. I think it would be a great thing for them to do. And apparently this plan has been put forward by the administration of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO for short, which is causing this to be looked at, because the problem with prison is that by the time the person gets out of prison, they probably have not had any therapy for this, or they don't have an incentive not to use again. And this so-called war on drugs, it's been an abject failure, Mike.
Well, of course, it's an abject failure, yeah, because too many elements within our government and that of Mexico are making money off the drugs. Mm-hmm. The reason for keeping the drugs illegal, I mean, you're told they're dangerous, they're immoral, and so forth, mm-hmm, but it's to keep them profitable. Mm-hmm. Think back to Prohibition, when alcohol was banned in this country, and people mm-hmm went on drinking anyway. Mm-hmm. But the alcohol became insanely profitable. It gave rise to all these gangster families.
Yeah.
It literally reshaped the American political system.
Oh, heck yes.
Until finally everybody was sick and enough of this nonsense, where Prohibition was repealed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it sort of locked the new configuration of the government into place.
Mm-hmm.
Today, of course, it's these drugs. Because they're very inexpensive to obtain. And if you have the favored channels to get into the United States of America, you can make a lot of money. And it's no surprise that many of the illegal immigrants streaming across our border
mm-hmm
are carrying backpacks full of illegal drugs, because they know they can sell them
mm-hmm
and have a big chunk of cash with which to do whatever it is they're planning on doing in this country. But there are countries where these drugs have been decriminalized. And they don't have the crime problem. And as a matter of fact, the number of drug users is going down, because you don't have the dealers going on out there offering mm-hmm free samples and trying to get people hooked.
Yeah. Portugal did this a number of years ago, and with some statistically high rates of success when they advocated treatment rather than prison. And here's an additional story, which I thought was interesting. North Dakota has very quietly decriminalized marijuana. Now, this is not the same as saying that it's completely legal. And apparently the law says that the first time possession of up to a half of an ounce of marijuana is no longer a criminal misdemeanor.
It's an infraction.
Yeah, yeah. And I think this is something that needs to happen. But it's very different from what is called marijuana legalizations, which a number of our states have done.
Yeah. There are a number of states that have now legalized recreational marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And much to the annoyance of the tobacco and alcohol industries, I might add.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it looks like a step in the right direction.
It is. But as far as this deal with Mexico and the U.S., totally decriminalizing all the illegal drugs, it's never going to happen.
No, you're absolutely right.
In fact, that president of Mexico better be wearing his Kevlar.
Oh boy, yes, I think you're right on that. And here we have something from Blacklisted News, and it comes from the Department of You Can't Make This Stuff Up. A Florida guy could lose his home for having long grass in his front yard.
Yes.
Yesterday, the city of Dunedin, Florida, did something really interesting. Excuse me. It authorized the foreclosure of a private home in order to collect fines the city assessed for having grass that was too long. So today, Jim Ficken, a 69-year-old resident of this town, is fighting back. He has partnered with the Institute for Justice, a national public interest law firm, to sue the city to end its abusive practice of saddling homeowners with outrageously large fines or even foreclosures for minor code enforcement matters. I hope the guy wins.
I hope he does, too, because the circumstances here, you know, basically, as I understand it, he had left his home to take care of, I think, of his mother.
Yeah.
She was, and he was gone for a couple of months. He had hired a gardener to keep the lawn trimmed. The gardener died. And this gentleman didn't realize that the grass wasn't being cut.
Yeah.
And so the city was just piling on, you know, another fine and another fine and another fine until it racked up this huge bill. And they said, well, we've got enough fines here. We can take this guy's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really, really, that's sick. Apparently, we have interdicted a North Korean ship.
Yes.
With coal, which it was trying to sell illegally. And I love the name, The Wise Honest.
Yes.
Is approaching U.S. territorial waters. And I think we have a shout out.
Okay. We're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network.
And they confirmed, the FBI and federal prosecutors have confirmed this ship is approaching U.S. territorial waters. And the U.S. Marshals and Coast Guards are helping coordinate its journey. Mike, what the heck is up with Kim Jong-un between the missiles and the coal ships that he's not supposed to be selling?
Yeah,
what
because
is going on
the
right
U.S.
now?
Has sanctioned North Korea. They're not allowed to sell any of their natural resources.
Mm-hmm.
And the sanction thing is out of control. And in fact, George Galloway was out there on TV saying, I've lost count of the number of countries the U.S. has sanctioned.
Yeah, yeah.
And ultimately, all that's going to do is encourage these countries to get away from the U.S. dollar and the SWIFT system, which is the mechanism by which these sanctions are being enforced.
Yeah, yeah. But what do you think is going on in Kim's head? We had the missile firings this week, the interdiction of the coal thing. What is he thinking? What is he trying to achieve with President Trump?
Well, basically, the summit didn't work too well. It could have. Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump could have made this work if they had gone on kind of like this, we're going to do something good, then you do something good, then we'll do something else good, and you do something else good.
Measure by measure.
But Donald Trump basically went in there with this attitude of, you give us everything that we want, and then we'll do something nice for you. He didn't lift any of the sanctions. In fact, he threw a few more on.
Yeah.
The military exercises are continuing off the coast of North Korea. And Kim Jong-un has signaled with these new missile tests that he's basically walking away from the possibility of a deal and could easily go back to nuclear weapons research. As far as the seizure of this coal ship, it's just the United States thumbing its nose at North Korea.
Okay. All right. Did you happen to cover this?
No.
Okay. NASA, NSA, National Security Administration, is building its own HAL AI system, and Facebook is now developing brain-machine interface. And
I thought that's what this keyboard was supposed to be.
Okay, well, not quite. Think of 2001, A Space Odyssey, and the most memorable character, HAL 9000, having a conversation with David. And the person talking to this tech system said, we are essentially building this system. We are building HAL. And there was also a very ignored bombshell reported by James Bamford. Is this a gentleman you know? I seem to remember the name.
Yeah.
It was revealed that NSA's massive database of information, including social media, was being used to create an artificial intelligence system that would one day be able to know not where we are, what we are doing, but what and how we think. Mike, that sounds a little presumptuous.
I think that's a little bit out there. And I think looking at all the failings of AI we've seen so far, you know, it's going to be just another government boondoggle.
And apparently there is a device that's being developed which will be able to respond almost instantaneously to very complex questions posed by intelligence analysts. But as more and more information is collected, social networks, Facebook, MySpace, GPS tracks, cell phone, geolocation, internet searches, Amazon book purchases, and even EasyPass toll records. And what they're talking about the future of this technology being and doing is rather daunting.
It's very scary. I mean, yeah. They're talking about the sort of things that you see in like the Bourne movies, where they're in this room with all these computer screens, yeah. And mm-hmm. they can instantaneously call up anybody's location and what they're doing, yeah. which doesn't exist yet.
Okay.
They have to specifically target an individual's cell phone before they can track them.
Right.
But what they're talking about here mm-hmm. is a system that is tracking everybody at all time. I have some serious technical concerns about whether they can get it to work.
Yeah.
And it has to do with the fact that with that much information, mm-hmm. What kind of processors are you going to use?
Yeah.
This thing could easily get bogged down in the wealth of its own information.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. Plus, they're talking about creating something that is a general AI rather mm-hmm. than a task-specific AI,
yeah.
and nobody's been able to build a general AI that can talk like HAL 9000 yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's some very clever language programming out there like you have on Siri,
yeah.
but it's not sentient. It doesn't really comprehend mm-hmm. what you're saying.
Yeah. And what if these machines get angry with their humans? What's going to happen
entirely
if they develop personalities that are not wonderful and gentle, you know? Ah, okay. And I know that you covered this.
Yes.
Okay. There is something, though, that really bothered me. And one of the hardliner Iranian mullahs made the observation that a $1 billion fleet can be destroyed with one missile. And here's the guy who said that. I don't think so.
No.
But it's Ayatollah Yosef Tabatabai Nejad. I hope I didn't mess that up. But we do know that they do have some decent missile capacity, not nuclear, but the Iranians, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Uh-huh. And they do have missiles that, were they able to get through the screeners, could yeah. inflict serious damage on the Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't send the Reagan into that part of the world because it's already radioactive.
Oh, boy.
And let the Iranians sink that as the false, or let Israel sink that as the false flag.
Yeah. We also got a note, was not a nice note, from Iran's Revolutionary Guards. And they said today that Tehran will not negotiate with the U.S. And that senior cleric made the comment I just mentioned.
Yeah.
And Lincoln Nimitz class carrier is making its way into the area, and the commander said, if I need to bring it inside the strait, I will do so. I'm not restricted in any way. I am not challenged in any way to operate her anywhere in the Middle East. Now, he didn't specifically name the U.S. Abraham Lincoln during the telephone interview, but, you know, you can kind yeah. of put that together. This is hysterical. Iran has dismissed the deployment and underlying Bolton threat, and they're calling it fake intelligence or psychological warfare.
Yeah, Bolton's claim yeah. that they've got information Iran is about to attack. Uh-huh. Again, Iran doesn't want a war. They're not a warlike people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Saddam's nuclear weapons all over again.
Yeah, I'm hearing it and I'm feeling it too. And apparently one of the places our traveling Mike has gone was Baghdad.
Yes.
To pressure Iraq to join press against Iran. Iraq declines. And Tuesday he was down there in the panic. He was trying to trump up, pun intended, along with other U.S. National Security Advisor and Sheldon Adelson plant John Bolton about Iran supposedly planning to attack U.S. troops in the Middle East. And I thought this was wonderful. For his part, the Iraqi Prime Minister, Adel Abdul Mahdi, said in remarks to the press that Iraq will undertake to ensure the safety of some 5,000 troops in Iraq who are helping mop up some of the ISIL remnants. And at the same time, Abdul Mahdi said that Iraq would not participate in any economic boycott of any country, which is to say he declined cooperation with the Trump administration's attempts to squeeze Iran. And all of these trade blocks and sanctions and blockades, no UN backing, nope. No international law is behind them. And Iran is still in compliance at this moment, as of 10 May, with under the 2015 nuclear deal, according to UN inspectors. Now, I've never met a UN weapons inspector, Mike, but yep. I would guess that their CVs would be big enough to choke a horse in terms of chemistry, all of that stuff.
Oh, they're definitely very good at that.
Yeah.
And especially they go into an environment where they're sort of hostile to the host country.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely looking for a violation of some kind.
Right, right. But I have to tell you, there is a little bit of humor in this. Because somewhere, the soldier-turned-diplomat, the Imam Muqtada al-Sadr, is laughing his head off at the absolute failures of imagination American diplomats must have if they thought for one second they could get a pass from Iraq. You know, he and Bolton could have had a conversation and avoided this whole thing, you know?
Well, Bolton doesn't want to avoid it. I mean, the goal here is... I mean, Wesley Clark blew the whistle on this some years ago.
I remember.
The United States intended to take control of the Middle East oil nations, and apparently Venezuela is being added to that list, in order to ensure that oil is trafficked around the world only in U.S. dollars to keep the rest of the world enslaved to U.S. dollar hegemonic domination,
right.
Not to mention having to use the SWIFT system, whereby they can be flogged with sanctions.
Right. And it's ironic right now because this imam is the only man who is the most politically powerful yet holds no office because his coalition won the last elections for their parliaments.
Yep.
And here's a piece by David Giraldi in Global Research. Again, if you haven't seen it, look it up. Globalresearch.ca. It's a Canadian outlet. And what he's saying is pandering to Israel means war with Iran.
Yes.
And I, you know, I'm looking around. I turned 70 yesterday, and I'm looking around to see how quickly this is moving forward.
It seems to be moving very, very quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, they're moving a lot of assets into the area, more B-52s.
Yeah.
Deployed to Qatar and apparently one other still undisclosed location.
Yeah. Yeah. I fear it is getting ready to start, and I'm hoping that people can keep their families as protected as they can.
Yes.
If the stuff starts flying. And there was a claim by, of course, Secretary Advisor John Bolton and by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo that there is solid evidence of Iran's intention to attack U.S. forces in the Persian Gulf. And again, Mike, why the doggone heck would they do this?
Yeah, it's a dumb thing to do here. And there is no solid evidence because we know that supposedly this intelligence came from Israel, which is not exactly trustworthy. And it's very vague. Israel basically came on out and said, Iran is getting ready to attack you.
Mm-hmm.
We
yeah.
don't know where.
Yeah.
We don't know when.
Mm-hmm.
But get ready. They're coming for you.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, it's basically something that Israel would do before Israel launches a rocket at U.S. forces and assets in the area.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but again, with a carrier strike group there and the B-52s, why would Iran attack U.S. forces? And the answer is they don't have a reason to.
Yeah, it makes no sense. And we have another article about when we were the good guys. U.S. keeps invoking World War II.
Oh, I miss the good old days.
Yeah, you know, I loved
it. When we thought we were the good guys.
Yeah. And it's very troubling to me, these illegal, immoral wars around the world that the U.S. is continuing to fight. And
okay, we
got to
take a break for commercials here,
right.
So hold that thought.
I will.
We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're looking at this FBI story that apparently some... Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
my
thank
mistake.
You.
There.
Thank you, dear. Okay, I'm fine.
Yeah, okay. So apparently there was this FBI Special Agent Robert Wright came forward before September 11th, troubled by evidence that seemed to point to a foreign group planning an attack on American soil. Saudi nationals conspicuously training at flight schools and Israeli art students probing security vulnerabilities in government buildings set off alarms in government agencies. But the administration of George W. Bush, packed with PNAC alumni, ignored and even punished those whistleblowers.
Yeah.
They wanted it to happen.
Yeah. The Twin Towers were destroyed. The Patriot Act, which was, by the way, pre-written and ready to go when 9/11 happened, was rammed through a docile Congress and less than a month later, according to General Wesley Clark, the decision to invade Iraq had been made even as hostilities had barely commenced in Afghanistan.
Yes.
Clark was told of a classified memo from Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld that described how we're going to take out about seven countries in 5 years.
Well, they're certainly off the schedule there.
Yeah. And Iran is the only country on that list where the U.S. and its allies have not yet attempted a regime change. And
I'm sorry, what did you say there? Iran. Okay.
It hasn't had a regime change.
Well, they did back in 2009.
Yeah, they tried.
They tried and they failed miserably. Okay. Yeah. We have got ourselves a caller on the line. So, Terry in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Claire, I'm sorry I missed your birthday yesterday. I apologize.
No worries. No worries.
I got a question for you. Okay. If somebody comes up and says, you better go along with these illegal wars to take over the world and the oil-producing countries. If you don't go along with that, we're going to lose our dollar as the reserve currency of the world. Excuse me. Then you haven't seen a depression like what's going to happen to us when we lose our reserve currency status. It's going to make the 1929 depression look like child's play. What do you say to them, Claire?
What I say to them is something that my late first cousin used to say when he and I talked. He said, Claire, this country has the brains to be working in partnership with other countries for usable energy. Cold fusion, I don't know. But if enough people were working together, it would be a whole new revenue source.
Well, I think he was talking about the economic dimension.
Right.
Because that is the major reason for all of these wars, is to keep the world under the Bretton Woods Agreement, to keep all the world economies dependent on the U.S. dollar. And because having become lazy and reliant on that petrodollar deal, the U.S. has allowed our manufacturing to decline, both in quantity and quality, and nobody wants our GMO agriculture anymore. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what these wars are really all about. Mm-hmm. So the question is, should we go along with the wars? Well, if you think keeping the dollar the number one currency on the planet is paramount, sure. But I got to tell you, I think we're going to lose these wars. We're way, way behind that original schedule of 5 years. We're not doing well in Afghanistan. We're not doing well in Syria.
No.
We're still stuck in Iraq. Are you okay?
I just got this thing. I was eating and, you know, the phone rang. And I mean, I got on the air and all of a sudden I got this. I apologize. Sorry.
Oh, no worries.
All right,
as
not
long
a problem.
As you're okay.
Anyway, basically... I understand there are people who think keeping the dollar the number one reserve currency on earth is important. Certainly the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury and Wall Street think that. But at what cost?
Yes.
Okay. Is it really worth saving the U.S. dollar at the cost of so many lives and so much destruction?
Yeah.
And I'm one of those who says, no, it really isn't. All empires fall eventually, and I really am still convinced that the United States government is headed for a Soviet Union-style collapse.
Yes, just hope we don't have 50 years of Soviet-style communism first.
Well, that's certainly the direction Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders are going, but polls are showing only 10% of Americans are comfortable with the idea of socialism, probably because of all the demonization of the Soviet Union we grew up with as kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Mike, I just got a request that next time you can't be on the air because you're under the weather or something, could you just turn it over to Claire instead of having a rerun, just so she can host the show for that day? What do you think?
Well, I'll have to teach her how to run this rig.
And you remember,
I have learned
what I do at the feet of a master.
I got to wash my feet more often. All right. Well, listen, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And what's your next story there, Claire?
This should be a little bit embarrassing to Amazon. It has been told to stop selling kids' school supplies that contain over 80 times the legal limit of lead. What is wrong? They have a pencil pouch that's over 35 times the legal limit of lead, 29 times the legal limit of cadmium.
That is nasty stuff. And yeah, what the heck is Amazon thinking?
Yeah. And apparently they're going to do some corporate reforms and, you know, straighten up their businesses. But how much damage has this stuff already done?
Well, it's difficult to quantify, but yeah. And where is Amazon sourcing this stuff from? Is it coming from American companies?
I would tend to doubt it.
I mean, looking at the amount of money flowing through Amazon, I think that if Donald Trump wants to revive American manufacturing, rather than throwing tariffs on China, is to basically compel American retailers to say, we're going to buy American.
Yeah, that would help. That would help. And then American manufacturers have to figure out what the price point is, where they're still going to get profitability, but they have a quality product.
Yes, they do. Yeah. A big part of the problem, though, is we've evolved to the situation where the people at the top of these corporations are just reaping huge, huge amounts of money, and they're sucking it out of the system, and that means their corporations have got less money with which to lower the price points or even conduct safety tests.
Yeah. And again, it all goes back to money. The moneyed rarely eat their own. Apparently, Amazon has agreed to pay the Attorney General's office $700,000, which will be used to fund future environmental protection efforts, including investigations into toxic children's products. And there's a quote here, "As a parent, when I buy products for my kids, I expect them to be safe, and all retailers must ensure that their products do not pose a threat to kids in Washington." You know,
well, or anywhere in the United States.
Yeah. And with all of this, nobody goes to jail.
Yep.
Nobody goes to jail. In the article in Zero Hedge, we have one that says that Trump is asking for a 1999-style stock market melt-up. And Trump is saying right now that could go up like a rocket if the Fed cut rates by 1%, but only because doing that would supercharge the bubbles that are driving our growth forward.
Yeah, and lowering the rate, that just helps businesses and the Wall Street money junkies.
Yeah.
None of this stuff is helping the ordinary American on the street.
Yeah.
Okay, and that is just the hard reality. We've been left behind.
Yeah.
We have been left behind.
Okay, I agree.
We have another caller on the line here. This is Mark in Montana. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy. You were talking about Venezuela there earlier. I wanted to kind of relate a story to you that's very much related. I used to work for a company that had 6 rigs drilling in Venezuela pre-Chavez. And kind of, it's not funny, but it is kind of funny what ended up happening. Chavez's troops came to one of the rig, and sometimes troops aren't real bright, you know, sometimes they're kind of the bottom of the social economic class. And these guys told them that Chavez was coming for their rig tomorrow. So all 6 of them, of course, they're on the phone, they're talking to their boss in Oklahoma, and their boss says, "Make the rig inoperable."
Yeah.
And so,
being
roughneck, they knew how to make it inoperable, and then they destroyed these rigs. And the parts were not replaceable because it was all proprietary, you know, equipment.
Yes.
The troops came back the next day, and they tuned a bunch of these guys up. Chavez ended up kidnapping them, the ones that couldn't hide out in the jungle, and demanded ransom for him. But he had owed this company over $30 million, in drilling expenses. And he just took their equipment and then just refused to pay the $30 million. You know, so it I don't know if that's indicative of socialism. I think it is. It was definitely indicative of Chavez, but... the guys tell the story, you know, I wasn't there, and it was, you know, I was a young man when it happened, but it was rather amusing, you know, that they were foolish enough to give him pre-warning that Chavez was coming after their rigs the next day, and, you know, these guys, they know how to make them inoperable. Those rigs will never operate again. And they were old-school rigs anyhow, you know, they just had old-school crews on them, so I thought it was kind of amusing, and, you know, the way these old-timers tell it, it was kind of amusing, so I just thought I'd share it with you.
Well, you need to understand that the economic situation under Hugo Chavez was a little more complex. Chavez felt that he had been cheated by these U.S. oil companies. So that was really what led him to make that move, because he understood it would be provocative and it would result in retaliation. But Venezuela was under constant economic warfare by the United States. The United States had wanted control of Venezuela for decades. So we'd have to go back and we'd have to look at a timeline of the various actions. But Chavez felt he had just cause to do what he was doing.
I believe at the time, I think the oil company was named, it was either PEMCO or UNESCO, UNESCOM. I can't recall.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But that was state-run. That was a state-run company. So the oil companies really had nothing to do with Chavez. It was the contractors. And, you know, I'll admit, in a lot of cases, contractors are pretty sleazy. But if he was always welcome to go somewhere else. He could always get a Russian company to come in if he wanted sleazy.
Okay, well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here, and we're going to get on back to Claire's news. So what do we got here?
Well,
he's talking about a 1999 style melt up.
Yes.
And we know the stock market is manipulated. I mean, looking at it today, it started out just hammered by the realization that those new tariffs were going into effect. But over the course of the day, it got pushed up and pushed up and pushed up. So the investors had their traditional Friday happy ending. But again, the stock market isn't the real American economy.
No, not
the stock market is your local shopping mall and your local car dealership and your local job market and all the homeless and hungry and all of this manipulation of the Federal Reserve to boost Wall Street does not make our lives any better.
No, it doesn't.
The only way our lives are made better is if high wages and salaries are brought back. And I know that the CEOs of these large corporations are going to whine and cry and say, oh, it's cutting into our profits, and I'm going to have to give up my bonus this year. But the wealth inequality in this country is at very, very dangerous levels.
Yes. And in retrospect, what the article said was that what happened in 1999, you had your Asian financial crisis, Russian debt default, and the resulting failure of U.S. hedge funds, long-term capital management, and that percolated around all the financial markets in 1997, 1998, and even though at that point the U.S. economic data was very strong, Fed Chair Greenspan cut the Fed rates three times in rapid succession in late 1998, and each time for a total cut of 0.75%, in an effort to shore up confidence and help cushion the U.S. economy. But that can only work short-term, right?
Yeah, it can only work short-term. And basically, I think, you know, Trump is trying to get the economy looking really good because that's what he's going to campaign on next year.
Yeah, yeah. And hopefully, this article concludes with saying they're working in anticipation to make sure that the U.S. economy does not slip into a recession.
Well, there's a lot of people who think one is coming, and I certainly don't want to go through another recession.
Nope.
You know, we're hanging by a thread out here as it is.
Yes.
And so are a lot of people. In fact, without naming any names, we got a call from a friend who's having trouble paying the rent. And I don't know that we're in a position to be able to help.
Well, we'll teensy bit.
All right,
we'll talk about that later.
So,
and by
the way, one more time, a heartfelt thank you to everybody who has donated. We are seeing it coming on in. We're replying to it. And it really does help. It really, really does help.
It does. I have become a good friend of my crock pot again.
Yes,
these times,
yes.
You know, and I'm kind of relearning how to use it. And to people who like to cook out there in our audience, it does work amazingly
well. All I got to do is put some snares out there for some of those wild chickens.
Right, right. And another article again in Zero Hedge. Last year, this writer asked the question, will Trump torch the global economy on the bonfire of his vanity? And he says it's a resounding yes.
Yes, I concur.
Yeah, and he wrote after Trump pulled the U.S. out of the JCPOA, Trump apparently wants to remake America and the world in his image while undoing anything that Obama touched. We have a leaked memo explaining this plan. Nothing Trump has done since he's been in office has been contrary to this goal, overthrowing the theocracy in Iran. In fact, it has been a two-stepwise move in this direction with each decision he's made. Now, he's pushed this plan in Iran to the extreme. He's fomented a trade war with China and threatened sanctions on anyone doing any business with Iran outside of its borders, and now he is tariffing
strategic metals.
Yeah. And, what he does, what he knows, and what we see, he's so far away, from anything that's remotely reasonable. That's all he knows. Double down, tweet more, be a not nice human being. Excuse me. I'm so sorry.
Okay, let me turn you down. Okay, go ahead and cough. All right.
So what is happening now, China is shifting more of its oil purchases to Iran, flaunting U.S. sanctions.
Yeah.
Will the U.S. seize Chinese company bank accounts? What happens when Russia and the Syrian Arab army wipe out the last of the U.S.'s proxy in Idlib and Hama while Turkey stands by and lets it happen? Back in 2017, when Trump was threatening fire and brimstone on North Korea to get them to the bargaining table. Now, it looks like Xi Jinping and Vlad Putin went along with it to try to get him some wins he needed to solidify his power in D.C. But it's very strange out there. I don't know how many of the rest of you who are listening and watching feel just a complete disconnect between what you are seeing and hearing and what you know is really happening.
Yeah, it's just all so disjointed. Yeah. And mm-hmm. Trump may want to remake the country and the world in his own image.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get a sense that he's got an image. I don't think he came into the White House with a real vision of what he wanted this country to be.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he won the election mostly because people just didn't like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
But he has turned out to be an incredible disappointment.
Yeah.
And now we're stuck with him for at least the next 2 years.
Yep.
And I don't think we're going to get to the end of his term without being in a full-on global war. I mean, we're at a world war already when you look at how many countries mm-hmm. the United States is operating in militarily.
Mm-hmm.
So we are in World War III. Get used to that idea. But it's going to get a lot worse. And it could even go nuclear. I think that if the United States is not able to get what it wants in Iran with conventional weapons, mm-hmm. they will resort to the nukes.
Yep. Because right now we do not have the troop strength. We do not have the weaponry. We do not have the money or the manufacturing so that we could have a positive outcome if Russia and or China come into the fray.
That's true.
I think may happen sooner rather than later.
I tend to agree. I don't think Russia and China want to go back to a unipolar world underneath the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to hold off war as long as they possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at some point it really is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There was another article that I saw, which a couple of them that bothered me. Apparently, credit card delinquencies have reached an 8-year high this year. When people have to worry between paying their bills and eating, it's most likely a sign that the economy is not doing that well, and we have reached that point.
Absolutely. People are having to resort to those credit cards just to survive, mm-hmm. and that's a trap.
Yeah.
That's what turns them into slaves.
Right. And as Michael Snyder said at the Most Important News, the truth is that you can't say that we have a booming economy until we have a year when the U.S. economy grows by at least 3%. And at this point, we haven't had that since the middle of the Bush administration. You know, and there are all sorts of warning flags around us, you know. The other thing which we are going to see kind of very quickly with all of these tariffs that President Trump has put on various foodstuff, the prices of food are going to absolutely go through the roof.
Well, food prices are going to go through the roof, and it's not just because of the tariffs. And people need mm-hmm. to really wake up and start looking at that. I mean, I know the tariffs are having an effect. Apparently, Mexican tomatoes are going to go up by 35%.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also dealing with the fact that our own agricultural system got body checked with all this flooding.
Yeah.
And they got the same problem up there in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Because of human-caused global warming,
mm-hmm.
winter stayed late, and coupled with the flood, it means the growing seasons are going to be very short. There are going to be no bumper crops. Then you have the fact that seafood taken from the Gulf of Mexico is not fit for human consumption. You've got Fukushima toxifying the Pacific. There is not enough safe, healthy, natural food to support the human population. And food prices are going to go through the roof. If you have land around your home and you don't have an interfering city council, plant a vegetable garden now. Learn how to farm. Okay, we got to take another break here for commercials. We're going to be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program on this Pauhana Friday. And Claire, your next story is?
Okay. Well, as most of the world knows, unless one is living in a cave, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex had their kid at some point this last couple of weeks. And great good. The kid's going to get a lot of love, structure, not only from mom and dad, but the rest of the family, best of teachers, best of doctors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Excuse me,
Yes.
Who cares?
I know.
Okay.
I know. But I laid that out first about a woman who gave birth to a little boy. She was working for McDonald's, tried to drown the kid in the toilet.
Ooh.
And,
ooh,
you know, I do not understand how we have become so expendable. And I know one thing about me: for the rest of my life, I'm going to work very hard, even though I'm very far away from being a baby, at not being expendable. I think that's going to be your situation.
You're not expendable
too.
Here. I think what we're seeing on display here at this McDonald's situation is just this attitude that is being encouraged in this country that babies are expendable. And we see it in all these laws being passed to say that babies can be aborted right up to the moment of birth.
Oh.
We're seeing in all these statements coming out of the corporate media that while it's inside a woman's body, it's not a human being, that we're supposed to just look at these children, pardon me, as disposable assets.
Yeah.
And that is definitely going to lead to this sort of a situation. My question would be, why wasn't this woman using birth control or insisting that her male partner use birth control or once pregnant, go ahead and get an abortion or put the baby up for adoption, but to just try and flush it down the toilet?
Yeah, I don't understand this. And for those of you who don't know, I am very much pro-life. I understand there are circumstances when it can't be allowed to go forward, but I am pro-life, and I've seen people who've adopted. I knew a couple of gentlemen, a partnership in one of our local churches. They adopted their two kids, and one of them had a mom who was a crack baby, a crack mother, okay? The kids are just fine. They're thoughtful. They're articulate. They're obviously being raised with a lot of love and structure. I wish we could get this for every kid, you know, on the planet.
I wish it too, but again, we're seeing this attitude being promoted that babies are just things. They're just blobs of protoplasm and that they can be basically killed at the moment of birth. And it's amazing. There are these states trying to get these laws passed saying that if a baby does survive a late term abortion, you treat it and you give it care and you keep it. And the pro-abortionists are saying, no. Just throw it in the chop up machine and let it go. I mean, how insensitive and heartless and cruel is our society becoming?
And that's
when babies are looked at like that.
And one thing I want to say, because I know we're close to the end of our time,
yes.
I think any society should be judged by how it treats its most fragile.
I would absolutely agree with that. And there is the music, so it's time for Claire and I to get on out of here. Have yourselves a really good weekend. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here at Republic Broadcasting and whatreallyhappened.com. Share them with other people. Please donate. We really, really need it. I can't tell you how badly we need your financial support right now. So have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday.
Aloha,
America.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is our